Hi, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. It's Lisa here. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. I know that I was supposed to call yesterday. I got tied up, and then I asked the project manager to drop your message. How long do you have for today? Because I'm not going to have any cross questions for now. I'm just going to ask you to give me a detailed summary or an outline of your work, the vision, and what exactly you do. So we'll keep it short for today.
Okay, actually, I have a meeting at 3:30.
Okay.
I have 10 minutes, 14
yep.
minutes, whatever that is.
Yep,
I don't
yep,
do math.
Yep. That's like 14 minutes, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So my vision, my big vision is to present to mostly women, I guess,
mm-hmm.
how, sorry, I wasn't prepared. To present who I am as a leader, as a thought forward thinking person, and someone who can give a unique view on gender equity in the workplace, ways that women can find their power without
mm-hmm.
having to be like men, so we can keep our feminine but still be powerful in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more to it than that because I wrote a lot about it yesterday, but now I can't find what I wrote, so I'm a little flustered
okay.
about that.
It's okay.
Well, you know.
It's okay. You can share that. You
it.
Can share that. That's fine. You can share that with me later on.
Okay.
Whatever you've wrote, you can
okay.
share that with me. I want to ask you the point of origin. How did you end up coming up with this vision? I mean, there must be some incident, a scenario, something related to your personal life. What occurred to you that you ended up doing this or, you know, becoming like this?
Yeah. Well, I think I've always been interested in doing things that were with other women. Like
mm-hmm.
I was in a youth group that was just women. And I think some of it stems from having a mother who told me when I was a preteen that she just didn't like women.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, wait, that's me. I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
How is that possible?
Right.
And so it's really, that was the real... the first time I remember thinking about how much I like to be around women. And then
mm-hmm.
as I entered the workforce, what I realized is that often women don't have a voice,
mm-hmm.
especially poor women and women of color, no voice. They're
mm-hmm.
not even allowed to speak. And if they are allowed to speak, they are told to tone it down and be quiet
mm-hmm.
and all of those things.
Did
and,
you witness any kind of scenarios happening like this in front of you?
Oh, yes, often.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I worked with someone who it was practically like an abusive marriage. That my
mm-hmm.
colleague was started working with this man when she was 24. She,
mm-hmm.
By the time I met her, she was 34. She'd worked for him
mm-hmm.
for 10 years, and he abused her every single day.
My God.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so cowed. She was so smart and so bright. So creative. He gave her no credit for anything,
mm-hmm.
and he used to berate her all the time,
mm-hmm.
and she never slept, which
mm-hmm.
meant then she, you know, made other errors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now I see her working, and she works way too many hours because she's
mm-hmm.
a perfectionist, which I'm certain came from this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think about her as, like, just she did not need to be abused like that. People don't
mm-hmm.
need to have workplaces be so aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have anybody in her corner, nobody.
Mm-hmm. And she
and
couldn't
so,
talk it out with anyone. You know, in a situation like this where a female or a woman is a perfectionist and the guy is more like a narcissist, that's the definition
yep.
that I provide to these guys, these kind of guys. What happens is
right.
that the girl or the female character, that person is constantly living in fear, and they have
yep.
this urge of trying to prove something all the time. It's exhausting.
All the time.
Yep. So
yep.
I completely understand that. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. this was one
so
of the scenarios that was happening
right.
with one of your friends.
Yeah, somebody I worked with, my colleague,
mm-hmm.
who is now
okay.
a friend. But at the time, I just couldn't believe that this was her life. And
mm-hmm.
that she had been there for so long without, you know, being like, I'm done. She had so much to offer, and yet it just, you know, she never was able to break through. And then I think for other times, I mean, I have been the call answerer for women who, men and women, who have been abused in the workplace, mostly gender abuse, but it's not just women who get abused like that. They, you know, also gay men get abused because they're, you know, vulnerable. It's about vulnerable people, and and I protect vulnerable people. I want the world to be nicer to them, and I, you know, want the work structures. We spend so much time at work. I want the work structures to be healthier, and I feel like, so my view is that the quality of our relationships are deeply affecting the quality of our lives, and so we pay attention to our relationships at home, our children, our husbands, our whatevers, and our wives, and what we don't do is consider our work interactions also relationships, and when our relationships at work are unhealthy, either directly abusive or subversive, I mean, there's all kinds of ways. People ridicule other people at work. The they exclude them as if we were in junior high school. And I think that if we didn't do that, right, if we had healthier work relationships, our entire lives would be better. And so that's, you know, I have experienced this, not directly, which is interesting, but definitely I have watched it, and it's heartbreaking.
That is true. That is absolutely true. And I'm very surprised, Jamie, that you haven't had any one-on-one encounters in any kind of situations like this. And I feel that you are, like, you know, connected to the deepest core in this call, which is commendable. So I hats off to you on that.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. You were saying something?
No, you go.
Okay. Yeah. I actually have a few ideas before I start to work on the outline with my team. I was thinking there are two approaches that we can take. One of them is a nonfiction book in which obviously we'll talk about your entire career, we'll talk about you as a person, we're going to discuss different scenarios and instances that you came across and your take on that, okay, just to provide a definitive clarity. And obviously we're going to do a lot of research as well to back that up with cited references. That's going to be a nonfiction realm, completely nonfiction. Then there is another option. If we want to be more creative, what we can do is that we can use some instances from real life, inspirations, get inspirations from real life events, and work on a fictitious concept in order to present or paint the picture of situations and scenarios that are created. For example, let me just give you an example. For example, we can go with a fiction idea. Maybe we can talk about a woman club, or maybe an elite club in which there are five, six different people. They are having different problems in their lives. One of them may have a problem at work. The other one can have abusive husband. The other person can be gay or lesbian, you know, either one. We can focus on their life on a micro level, and all of them, we can bring all of them down, identify the cause, and then the personality traits and how we can resolve that. At the end, we need to also highlight the end results and educate our clients indirectly through a fiction story. Okay, so these are concepts, and I'm interested in both. So I was thinking we can work to brainstorm both the ideas, present them to you, and then we can decide which option we should move forward. What are your thoughts on that?
I think that's amazing because I have thought about writing fiction, but I definitely I don't feel really equipped to do that myself, so I've never done it. I've only written nonfiction, like you know, essays and articles and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's interesting to me. Both of those are interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm mostly inclined towards the fiction. Why? Let me
mm-hmm.
tell you. Because nonfiction sometimes gets dragged. You know, a lot of facts,
yep.
a lot of information, everything to the
mm-hmm.
book. People do not take a lot of interest or enjoy reading that, right? There will be a very
mm-hmm.
limited audience for that. If we move forward with the fiction, fiction story, it's a complete different scenario. We are tapping into the entire fiction target audience, apart from our
mm-hmm.
specific audience or our specific niche. So I feel there is a lot of room for creativity when we talk about a fiction book. But obviously we'll have to work on the character development. Each character
mm-hmm.
will have to be defined in a certain way. So that is something, it's going to be a lot of work, but I feel it's going to be really interesting if we can come up with a great concept, you know, if we can lay it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
my take on it.
I love that idea.
Okay, perfect. How about this?
I think it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about this? I'm going to cut this short because I believe you just have like the next 3 to 4 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
So
great.
What I'm going to do is that I'm going to sit down with my team. Give me like 2 to 3 days max.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever information you provided today over the phone, I'm going to sit down with that, jot down the probing questions, what else I need to know from your end, and work on both the concepts. Brainstorm them and send you something. If there's nothing substantial, I'm going to come back to you with additional questions. Okay?
Okay. Great. Perfect. All right.
Perfect. Thank you so much once
it.
Again, and I'm really sorry for all the inconvenience that I caused. I know I'm a very unpunctual person, if that is a word.
It is now.
Okay. So it's official.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Jamie. Take care. Have
Take
a nice
care.
Day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.